92.5 The Y. Radio that finally makes sense.
Dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome.
You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream. Dare to dream, dare to dream. You can have everything, playing on your 12 string, going for the brass ring, baby, if you dare to dream. Dare to dream, dare to dream. Let your fears fade away and dare to dream.
Hello and welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. This is your host, Deborah Dashinger, and I'm so excited to be here with you tonight to have yet another experience of daring to dream and making those dreams come true. So many wonderful things that are going on. As you know, I recently won an honorary achievement award for my career from Elite VIP, and I just got notified from my high school that I'm being inducted into the Who's Who Hall of Fame, and I'm going to fly back to New York for that. That's next spring. So that's so sweet, and I am grateful for the awards this year. Couple of shout outs I want to share with you. We heard from Brian Kaplan. I've actually been hearing from a lot of men who are listening to this show, which is wonderful to me. I like the balance, and I want to know that there are these amazing, vibrant men out there who are also dreaming and creating those dreams into their reality. So Brian Kaplan wrote, "Deb, your messages are wondrous, phenomenal suggestions that can be implemented when one realizes they are ready to take the step. Thanks for the messages. There are no coincidences in life, only coincigods." Very cool, Brian. And then Lisa Tenner, the nationally renowned book writing coach and author, said, "Deb, that was truly one of the best interviews I've ever had, better than the one with PBS. You're such a thorough researcher, and I loved your questions. It was dynamic, spontaneous, fun, and more interesting than most. I love your introduction, how your personality shines through. And thank you for the interview, for introducing me to your listeners and all the publicity work you did. Wishing you the best. I love your message." And last, Gail Echeverry wrote in, "Always a pleasure to hear your voice. You're fantastic, Deb. So thanks to all. And you know, I love hearing from you. I feel like I'm in the most fortunate job that I get to hear not pissed off clients or customers, but people who love and are getting help and assistance and inspiration from tuning in. Because of the nature of tonight's interview, I am specifically going to be doing my opening on this subject, which is all about your job, your profession, what you do, cha-ching, to make money. Do you love your career? Are you doing what makes your inner fire burn? Have you found it yet? Are you doing it and it could be a little different to make it wonderful? Or are you completely not there and need to be awakened into where it is you're meant to be and what it is you're meant to be doing? Imagine that your job and your industry disappeared overnight. Imagine that you had to make brand new career choices. And if you were starting over again today with your special combination of talents and skills, what would you choose to do that's different than what you're doing now? Here's a couple of iconic, well-known people who also traveled the path, some yes, some not. Now, here's someone who always knew, Elizabeth Gilbert, who wrote Eat, Pray, Love, wrote, "I never had to search for my destiny. I only had to obey it. What am I here for? I'm here to be a writer, no doubt about it." Then there's those who didn't travel the path of knowing immediately what they were supposed to be doing in this their life. Now, for most of us, we look at them and say, that's really weird because it's so obvious who that person is and what they're meant to be doing. But for them, it wasn't, because they're really no different than many of us. Sometimes it takes something to come onto our path to illuminate where it is we're supposed to be headed. If you know Al Franken, he was the very funny man, comedy writer on Saturday Night Live. He also did many movies, and he used to portray Stuart Smalley, who had no confidence at all. Well, you know, Al Franken grew up in a home that was passionate about politics, and his parents cared deeply about politics and impressed upon the children politics' power to improve people's lives. So Al Franken, who was a comedy writer and actor, suddenly started to run for Senate. He realized his passion was in politics, but he had already transformed his career. He was able to take what he had been doing previously and transmute that into what he became by writing political books and hosting a daily public affairs radio show. And today he is the U.S. Senator for Minnesota. Then there is the very, very funny Joy Behar. Joy Behar, co-host of The View, host of The Joy Behar Show, says that she was a funny kid. She was a natural performer. When she was 10, the Fuller brush salesman would come to sell brooms and mops, and she would make him hysterical. He was laughing so hard. But then the teens hit, and she lost her confidence. And what did she become? My goodness. Joy Behar was a high school English teacher. Oy. She said she was nearly 40 before she realized, hey, I was always the funny one at the parties. So I started doing a little stand-up and things took off. She says she believes that people love to do when they were 10 or younger. That's the age they already know what they're caring about, what they want to do. Now, here's an interesting one. Andrea Bocelli, the Italian singer, right? A voice from the gods. Would you believe that after Andrea graduated from university, he practiced law? He did. He was a lawyer. Can you imagine? But then he started to say, well, you know, I knew my voice was special because even as a child, everybody asked to hear me sing. Are you kidding? Yeah, come to the party and sing us a ditty, Andrea. That would be awesome. He's amazing. Well, he says that he would sing and he was happy to oblige. And then he suddenly realized, that's my destiny. And he has come to believe that if you have a gift, you have an obligation to share it with others. It's as simple as that. Last, Gail Echeverry, who I mentioned earlier, is a marvelous artist. She is an artist of the modern day world. And I say that because she paints while doing an online show. So people chat with her and she sells her paintings online. She does very well for herself. She's now an author. And Gail has painted for many years for the Oscars and for the Screen Actors Guild Awards. So Dear Gail also runs GodBlessHumanity.com, which is all about peace on this planet. And she sent out an email and she wrote, for when you do what you love, and you love what you do, you're a much happier person. And when you're a happy person, it rubs off on others. Kind of a sneaky way to promote peace in the world, but it works. Happiness is contagious, and that's a very good thing. So I urge you today and in this show, find your dream career. Take a risk. Go where you've never gone. Do what you've never done, because both are necessary to have what you've never had and be who you've never been. And I leave you with this. Take on this moniker, this mantra, and use it, because I did today to wondrous results. Say this: I am so glad that I am alive today. I experience great things throughout this day, and I look for proof of it. So indeed, that's how I started out my day very early in the morning, to make a decision, a choice, to will my day to be a great day of gratitude to be alive and breathing, that I was given this day, and that in this day I would experience great things throughout the entire day. And I looked for proof of the greatness, and I saw much, from unexpected money in my purse to someone who suddenly dropped off a plant and said, just because, thank you, to someone who opened a door for me while I had a box, who had no knowledge that I could have been coming down those particular stairs, to many other incidences. But it was about me embodying the feeling of greatness from within so that when I looked outside, that was all I saw and experienced. Take that one on. Use that today. And from that space, you can move forward into your dream job. My guest today is Sue Frederick, a career intuitive and author. Sue shows clients the mission they came to accomplish in this lifetime and how to line that mission up with their vocation. Sue is a professional career counselor and has been an intuitive since childhood. She draws upon dreams, numerology, and conversations with spirits to help people see their dream job. Sue Frederick's work has been featured in the New York Times, New York Metro, Real Simple, Yoga Journal, Natural Health, Fit Yoga, and Nexus magazines. She's been a guest on more than 200 radio shows and numerous TV shows. Sue's workshop venues include Naropa University, University of Colorado, Shambhala Mountain Center, Loyola University, the New York Learning Annex, Omega Institute, Crossings Retreat Center, and National Career Development Association. Sue's the author of I See Your Dream Job, A Career Intuitive Shows You How to Discover What You Were Put on Earth to Do. Sue's other books are Dancing at Your Desk, A Metaphysical Guide to Job Happiness, and Brilliant Day, 7 Steps to Turn Your Life Around. And with that, I welcome Sue Frederick to the Dare to Dream radio show. Hi, Sue.
Hi, Debbie. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you so much. This is a hot, hot subject. And I want to tell the audience right up front, the listeners, that we've had several people write in who wanted readings with you. They were so excited. So I'm going to do my best, and I hold that intention that I can find a way for the audience to get to know you because you are fascinating and to understand better what you do and also get in some of our readings. Are you on board for that?
I'm up for it.
Beautiful. And I'm speaking to you. You're on the East Coast. Is that right?
I'm in Colorado.
Colorado. Okay, you're closer than I thought. Beautiful Colorado. So, Sue, you help people find their career as a coach, as a counselor, as an intuitive, and clearly you love your work. But did you always work in a job that you loved?
Well, life is actually a process of reinvention for most of us because we come in here with a gift and with a mission, and then, you know, we all get lost at some point and sort of buy into what the story is, what we're told we should do, what's not practical, what is practical. And I was intuitive from the time I was a child, and back in the 50s, being intuitive was not even vaguely considered a career possibility.
Right. My things have changed.
That's right. Things have changed. But I did know that I always saw the great potential in people, even when I was a child. Mm. You know, my mother would take me into the grocery store, and we'd bump into a neighbor, and she'd introduce me, and I would just sort of know and see that person, see him as a doctor, for example. Mm. And then later I'd say to my mom, oh, you know, Dr. Smith, who we ran into in the store. My mother would say, he's not a doctor. And then she would find out later he was dreaming of going to med school, wanted to be a doctor. And so all my life I got this feedback that, yes, you have this strange, confusing gift of seeing what people are here to do, what their dreams are, and how are you going to use that in the world? That was the question.
And isn't it interesting, because didn't you get your intuitive gift from your mother? Isn't that part of the lineage?
Yeah, she was from the French Cajun New Orleans. Her whole family was intuitive. But my mother in the 50s decided that she was done with that kind of life and really, you know, set her sights on my dad, who was also from New Orleans, but from, you know, the Irish Catholic sort of middle class family, very normal. And she married him and really pretty much abandoned her family for many years. Like, I hardly ever got to meet my relatives from her side until I was much older. Mm. She was in her own life trying to make peace with her gifts and her you know, what she was here to do, and she just wanted to be a mom and a suburban housewife for a long time. The great news is that now, because of my work and my book, she's really come back to embracing who she is and what her gifts are, too.
Oh, that's marvelous. So your gifts are actually healing your family.
Yeah, that's exactly right, and it was not something I ever expected.
Mm.
I actually thought it would be the final straw in their relationship with me being the weird kid of the family.
Mm.
And, you know, when the book came out, I never even sent them a copy of it because I thought, you know, don't want to embarrass them. And they ended up becoming my biggest fans and, you know, coming to all of my book signings and loving my work. It actually healed them as well.
So here you are. You can feel, sense, know, sometimes dream what somebody is supposed to be doing and what their mission is. And from your knowing, do our souls know what we needed to do before we were born?
Well, you know, we make a contract before we drop into this dense realm. And it's sort of like deciding that you're going to go to college and signing up for a number of courses that you want to study in order to get a major or something. And so before we drop into the lifetime, we say, you know, in the other lifetimes, I've mastered these other things, but this is still part of my evolution that I need to develop. So I'm going to create a lifetime that's going to give me the challenges and the opportunities to master that lesson. And by doing so, also bring my gifts to the world through my work and help the world as I go along. That's what we all come here to do. And then we hit the dense energy and we go, oh, it's just about making money and getting a job, according to what everyone's telling me. And that's when we get lost.
Interesting. You know, your book, I See Your Job, Your Dream Job, which, by the way, I just want to tell listeners, it's really a marvelous, marvelous book. Because once you're done hearing this interview, you can either contact Sue and work with her directly on a lot of levels, or you can get this book and it teaches you how to do this yourself and start figuring some of these specifics out while you're here. And it's a marvelous book. There's great information in there. So in your book, I See Your Dream Job, you say that potentially when we're not following our path, our loved ones can get fed up with us, sometimes bosses fire us, coworkers complain about us, or we stop attracting clients and customers. Is that true?
Yes, it's called a nudge from the universe. We've all had those nudges. We have reinvention cycles in our lifetimes that we've pre-programmed into our journey. And when these are 9-year cycles, and it comes from the information that Pythagoras gave us back in 580 BC when he was creating our number system that we still use today.
Mm-hmm.
He also said, by the way, every number also has a feeling or a meaning or an energy to it as well as a quantity. Well, we deleted that whole part of Pythagoras' message because we never learned that in algebra class. But he said, you have 9-year reinvention cycles, and they start at different times for different people. And when you hit your 9-year, your end of your cycle, everything in your life is up for review. And you're meant to question everything and really start looking to get closer to your true work, your true mission. And even people like Elizabeth Gilbert, who knew they were a writer all along, she has those 9-year cycles, and she even describes at some point in her autobiography about how she hit a cycle where her old way of writing just wasn't working anymore, and she had this new idea for a new kind of writing, and that was one of those reinvention points, and that's when she wrote Eat, Pray, Love, and it changed her whole life.
Absolutely.
So we all go through that. And at every turning point, if we aren't making the changes, the universe will provide the extra nudge to make us pay attention.
Interesting. Because you also write about other numbers, and you say that when people reach the ages of 29 and also 58, they're two of the most powerful and painful life reinventions. Will you talk about those ages in a person's life and why they're so potent?
Absolutely. You know, those are both, in astrology, they're called the Saturn returnings, and they hit all of us at those ages. And We also usually have a 9-year pretty close to those Saturn returnings. And what that means is not only is it a regular little reinvention bump, but it's the first Saturn returning. When you're 28 and 29, you are for the first time in your lifetime journey, in this lifetime, beginning to see who you are and what you're here to do this time around, which is usually very different from what you grew up thinking you were supposed to be doing and all the expectations that were laid upon you. And so that's when you get your first real glimpse of it. Mm. For my life, that happened to be but for most people, it's sort of painful. And for mine, it was when my husband died in my arms with cancer, and I had this dream or this illusion of the white picket fence life, you know, mm-hmm. and that went right out the window, mm-hmm. which was completely right for me because I was here to do something very, very different from that normal, so-called normal life. Mm-hmm. And Paul's death and my Saturn returning got me on the path to start pursuing what I was really here to do.
Well, thank you for sharing that. So we have somebody here live in the studio who would like a reading from you on her career, and I'll let you start with her, and her name is Lana Montrose.
Hi, Lana.
Hi, Sue.
Lana, can you tell me your date of birth?
February 23rd, 1940.
So the way I work with clients is I get their date of birth, I feel the energy of it, I see the birth path that they're here on according to Pythagoras, and I also look at some astrological information, the really quick stuff, just the sun sign. So what I get right away from you, Lana, is you're the Pisces 3 path, and there's a couple of things going on here. You're also in a 1 personal year. When we talked about those reinvention cycles, last year for you was an ending, a letting go, a review, and this year, 2010, has really begun to get you into this new direction that you've really been trying to get onto this path all of your life, and it's about really digging deep into your intuition. You have great intuition. I hope you know that, Lana.
Yeah.
And that your real gift is sharing that intuition, that deep knowingness, you can call it spirituality, whatever you want to call it, with other people in a healing way. Now, tell me what you've been doing so far.
Well, most of my career has been as a stand-in, you know, on movies, TV, very successful I was at it. And now I am trying to be an actress.
Mm-hmm. So what I would say is if you're wanting to be an actress, you really want to go after roles that resonate with your intuition, that allow you to bring some sort of healing message to the audience. For example, you know, I've worked with screenplay writers and different things, and once you line your talent, your work up with your mission, that's when you get success. So for you, it's not just about being, you know, sparky and attractive and good at what you do. That's just one piece of it. The other piece is bringing in this higher energy of intuition and spirituality and knowingness. It's almost like you should go get a part in an M. Night Shyamalan film, you know, he did The Sixth Sense and Signs. Something that's a little bit edgy and out of the box, that's where I feel you're going to find your success.
Yeah, well, that would be nice. I used to write all the time, and I haven't in a long time. I miss it terribly.
Did you say writing?
Yes.
Well, I've written here next to your name, she's a healer, a writer, a teacher, always about the highest knowledge, always about spirituality, and always about healing. So I would say if you can bring those pieces together in your direction, you will find success.
And Sue, I would like to ask you a question about Lana, if I may. Coming from my space of intuition, my sense is that Lana is here. I completely concur with what you're saying, and my sense is that Lana is here to be a healer of others. And I wonder if it is so much as an actress, but rather as, in some realm, as a healer, as a teacher.
Well, you know, ultimately, she is here to be the healer. But if her gift and her previous history has been all on the stage, well, there's a reason for that. Everything's on purpose. Hmm. So what that means is that now, if she's going to continue to be on the stage, maybe she's creating, even writing her own plays, her own material that have to do with this healing message. But either way, she still belongs on the stage in some way. I mean, it could be that you're bringing intuition and spirituality to everyday people through plays and films that you create.
Excellent. Well, thank you for clarifying.
Yeah, thank you so much, Sue. That makes so much sense.
Okay, and now we're going to move on, and let's do this reading with Nanny McPherson. She sent in her information. Do you have that there, Sue?
I do. So I have Nani. Is that how you say her name?
You know, I'm not sure, but it is N-A-N-I, Nani, perhaps Lee.
So Nani, if you're listening, what I have to say for you, for your path, is you have a very interesting challenge and a very interesting gift going on in this journey. You've got this sort of earthy energy that's really been making you be very, very practical and kind of grounded in your career choices. And yet, you're really here to be, you know, a movement therapist, something much more unconventional than what you've been doing. And you're in a one personal year, the same as before when we were just talking to Lana. You know, she was in the beginning of a cycle. Well, so is Nani. And Nani, what I want you to know is that the energy of newness that you're beginning to feel, actually it says here in the note that you just lost a job, so that's good. That's what should have happened in your nine personal year. This year, the energy is about moving forward and letting go of your grip on that mundane need to be so practical and earthy and really opening up to some of these higher things, like I want you to look into dance therapy, energy, healing. I know that you're a born entrepreneur. You don't even know that yet, but I want you to try to find a way to start your own practice doing these things. And, you know, you are going to be very, very happy once you're doing something that allows you to express your truth, your inner voice, more than what you were doing before.
Excellent. Excellent reading. Okay, Nani, well, I hope you got a lot out of that. And next we'll do Kelly Frances Heitzman, who's in Marlin, Texas. Actually, she was born there, pardon me, and it says her current location is Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
Perfect. All right, so Kelly, what I feel about your path is, first of all, you're great with people. I'm sure if you were here in the room, you'd be making us all laugh and feel comfortable and happy. And you know, that's one of your easy gifts, but you're at a very significant point in your journey right now. You're in a nine personal year, and you're heading into your second Saturn returning. This is really your major wake-up call of the lifetime. So even though you've been doing something like sales, it's just not working for you anymore emotionally. And now you can feel this need to dig deeper, to go beyond the surface, to deepen your spirituality, to really start looking for your meaningful connection to people rather than just your superficial connection that you've had to use as a salesperson. So I want you to look into things like becoming a teacher, a coach, any of these things that let you use that great social gift that you have, but in a way that helps you work meaningfully and deeply with your client. Because the non-personal year that you're kind of coming to the end of, it's probably exhausted you and really made you hate your job once and for all. So I'm here to say, get rid of it. Even just become a life coach, you'll be much happier, much better off.
Excellent. Sue, you know, you've said that you show people the career choices in alignment with what they came to accomplish in this lifetime. And I'm wondering, does that mean that people have the ability to be happy and succeed at more than one profession?
Well, we change it. I guess that's the way to say it. For example, in your 20s, well, I'll use myself. In my early 20s, I was a very, very happy mountaineering, outward bound survival instructor in the Colorado Rockies. and I lived this glorious life of, you know, being out in the mountains, teaching people to overcome their fears and climb mountains and rock climb. And it was so exhilarating, and it was actually very much in alignment with my mission, which is to help people fulfill their potential. Mm-hmm. And I used my intuition a lot in the mountains to help me survive. But, you know, I hit my reinvention point, and that career was really over. And, you know, it actually, my husband Paul, who died, was also an Outward Bound instructor. So when he died in my arms, I was very clear that that career was over mm-hmm. for good. And then I had to go to my next level of work. Now, every step we take on the journey is designed to be getting us closer to our greatest work. Mm. This is why people have it kind of backwards when they think, I'm 50-something years old, who's going to hire me, my career is over. Your career is going to be more powerful than ever in your 50s because you're hitting your second set and returning, no more hiding allowed. You've got to step up to what you're here to do.
I love that. That's awesome. And, you know, your book offered me many insights. And one of them, you write that our pain is designed to become our fuel to do our work. Will you talk about our pain?
Absolutely true. Oh, that is the most true thing. Mm. If anyone listening to our show, the one thing I hope you never forget is that all the pain you've experienced in this lifetime has been on purpose. It is designed to be your fuel to help you do your great work. And you can study biographies of famous people. You can ask the people around you their life stories, and you will always see the link between the pain and their great work. The only thing we can do wrong is experience the pain and get lost in it and just indulge ourselves in our pity and our kind of negativity for years and years on end. Of course, we have to feel that pain, but at some point we have to come up for air and go, all right, now, how does that motivate me to do my great work and help others who are going through that kind of pain? And that starts getting us on our true path.
Absolutely. I was on the Precor machine working out at the gym when I read that paragraph, and I was like having this massive aha moment in the middle of the gym. And I kept working out and thinking, okay, what was it that pissed me off the most that I didn't get as a child? And I was looking at those pieces and then looking at me today and said, bada bing, baby, that's exactly what I'm doing. The stuff I didn't get that hurt the most is what I'm giving out today.
That's awesome.
So thank you for that. We're going to take a very...
Do you see how that's brought you to your success? I mean, at the beginning of the show, you were talking about all the awards you're getting and, you know, this amazing career you've had. It's because it's so lined up with what you're here to do.
Well, I know it brings me joy, so that makes me happy to hear. Truly, it does. And thank you for that. We're going to take a very brief break here. I'm going to be playing the song All Is Well by Karen Drucker. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with more interview and also more readings from Sue Frederick, the career counselor and intuitive who knows what your dream job is.
All is well. All is
If you're just tuning in after I've started, I'm interviewing Sue Frederick, the author and career intuitive. For more information, go to www.careerintuitive.org. And we're back now with more with Sue Frederick. Hi, Sue. Welcome back.
Hey, Deborah. It's really fun to be on your show. You're a great host. Very insightful.
Thank you, and blessings. I've been really looking forward to this. This is such a hot topic for me, for my whole life, frankly. So it's beautiful that you're here. And I know that so many people are plagued by this misfiring almost, being in the wrong place, wrong path, making the wrong choice, and maybe not exactly seeing where they're supposed to be. So it's beautiful, the work you do. And, you know, speaking of that, when you work with people who tend to wallow in negativity, what do you suggest that they do?
Well, here's a quick little trick that works for most everybody, even if they're really kind of lost in their negativity. I just want anybody listening to imagine that I am now giving you $5 million cash. It's all yours. You don't have to tell anyone, not even the IRS. And the universe says you can only keep this money if you use it to reinvent your career, to do the work you've always longed to do. Now, what images start popping into your head when you think of using this money to create your career? And people will start to get the flash, you know, okay, I'm going to write that book, I'm going to take that class, I'm going to start that business. And whatever that little image is, that's a clue to your next step, to what you're here to do before you have the $5 million. You need to take baby steps in that direction anyway, and the energy will flow, the abundance to you as you move down that path.
And just so the listeners are clear, you operate as a career intuitive, as a medium, and as a numerologist altogether.
Correct.
Marvelous. So with that in mind, let's go ahead and take the next person who wrote in, and that's Michael Kiger, who's located in Portland, Oregon.
Michael. Got a lot to say to Michael. Michael, let me just say something. You're a wise old soul. You've been here more than most of us, but you've got a little bit of pain going on that's kind of been hanging you up and making you be stuck just a little bit, and you're in your second Saturn returning, so you have a great opportunity right now to really start moving into the new direction, because you're here to serve and really help the world and help people find their true path, their potential, not to, in other words, you can see what's wrong with everyone. Mm-hmm. I want you to start looking at what's right with everyone and start changing your work to do things like find missing people, help people recover lost things, but not to be involved in work that has to do with finding someone who did something wrong in order to cause trouble for them. I think Michael probably knows what I mean. It's hard to say this without him being there to converse with him, mm-hmm. but I think he probably knows what I'm talking about.
Wow, terrific. Okay. And then I'm sorry, I won't be able to say this gal's name, Joanne Pineau, P-I-N-E-A-U.
It's probably Pineau, because my ancestors were French, and Pineau. That looks like a French word. Joanne, you know what I get about your path, my dear? First of all, you're quite beautiful. I can feel that. I can see it. And I also want to tell you that you've also had some abuse in your life. I don't have to tell you this. You know you've had a little abuse in your life, in your journey, some, you know, learning about addiction and abuse. But that's all been on purpose. And now in these next few years in front of you, you're moving towards really doing your greatest work. Now, you've been studying some healing paths, but where they need to go now is towards things like being a coach for people who have addiction and abuse issues. That direction, however you want to label that, You said you were starting to study being a yoga therapist. Well, you have a lot of great energy in your body, so being a yoga teacher or yoga therapist is good, but it has to go beyond the surface of working with people in their physical bodies and physical problems. It has to get to the point now where you're really helping them with their emotional stumbling blocks, such as abuse and addiction. And this also requires of you, Joanne, to get very, very clear on your spiritual power, meditating every day, no excuses, all of that to help you move forward.
Oh, beautiful. You know, Sue, through prayer and meditation, you suggest that we can state our request to our posse of unseen friends to help us. What do you suggest that we ask for in our meditation?
Well, the most important thing is we need to learn to quiet our minds with meditation first, and that's kind of a first step for everyone because we all come in with a left brain and a right brain, and the right brain is our higher consciousness, our intuition, our spirituality. It's the part we rarely listen to. Our left brain is that sort of linear chatter that goes on all day. It's often negative. I need to do this. I need to do that. Oops, I'm late for this. We've got to learn to quiet that chatter. And meditation does that better than anything. Because when we quiet it, then we're able to tap into the higher self, the right brain, the spirituality, whatever you want to call it. That is essential. Once we've quieted the mind, we go into a different zone. It's a different brain wave. They've done studies in the lab. It's a whole different brain chemistry that happens when we're meditating. Then, when it's quiet, we can ask for guidance. None of us are alone here. We all have many guides and departed loved ones on the other side who are always trying to help us. Mm-hmm. And we're usually so busy listening to our own monkey mind chatter that we're not listening to their guidance. So after you've meditated and quieted your mind, you can say, please, divine guides, show me the next step to manifest my great potential. Mm-hmm. And just make it simple and direct like that. And then notice what kind of ideas pop into your head. Write them down. During the day, notice what images or ideas come up for you. Pay attention to them because you've asked for guidance. Now you've got to take note of it, not dismiss it. And you will find yourself guided every day to take those baby steps toward your great potential.
Sue, I'd like to read an excerpt from your book, I See Your Dream Job. And you write, when your work is in alignment with your mission, you prosper against all odds. Before you were born, your soul knew what it needed to do in order to evolve to its highest good. You knew that as you evolved, you would help thousands of people around you evolve. You understood that you could choose to live up to your fullest potential, use your energy to master circumstance, and use your talents to raise the vibration of the planet through your great work. Or you could give in to depression, sadness, anger, fear, and desperation and not live up to the powerful divine potential you set for yourself. It would be your choice. You also knew that only when your work was in alignment with your true mission would you attract success and abundance, no matter how bad the economy was, how few jobs were available, or how many people told you that you would never succeed. You signed up for this. So no one's a victim, I hear you saying, of a bad economy, the job market.
That's exactly right. I mean, we, you know, the biggest thing that we love to wallow in, and I've done it myself for a lot of my lifetime, so I'm not blaming anybody for anything I haven't done, but it's to say, woe is me, this is just too hard. And, you know, when I lost my husband, trust me, I spent a lot of time saying, you know, how come I don't get the true love and the family and the kids and the white picket fence and, you know, how come my life has to have death in it when I'm only 29 years old and woe is me, right? That didn't get me anywhere except angry and pissed off and more lost and in more pain.
I'll bet.
You know, and yet the beautiful thing about life here on this planet is that we get to choose. We come in with this potential that we can fulfill, but we get to choose. choose at every turning point if we're up for the job or not.
So if somebody wants to take back their power and start dreaming up something better and new to do, what do you suggest?
Well, first of all, I think it's very helpful for people to learn to understand what their birth path is about through numerology and Pythagoras. It's a very simple calculation that anyone can do. You just take your day, month, and year of birth, add it all up to a single digit, and then you can read in my book, I See Your Dream Job, about what that single digit means, about what you're here to do. That's just basic information that will help you understand yourself, okay? Mm-hmm. So number two, the next important thing is recognizing that you have this inner guidance inside of you called intuition, and I mean everybody on earth has it. And learning to trust your own gut feeling, your own intuition, your own higher self, more than you trust all the well-intended advice you get from everybody around you, including CNN news stations and everything else, about what you're supposed to be doing with your life. Your guidance needs to come only from your higher self. And that's why meditation is so important. Sit down every day, 20 minutes, quiet your mind, get in touch with your own inner guidance and with any guidance that comes from your higher guides. Those three things there, you're going to start moving forward.
Sue, how can listeners work with you? What kind of options do you offer clients?
Well, I see clients individually by phone sessions, but unfortunately I'm booked about 6 months in advance. So I'm starting to do some group coaching to get people in quicker, and they can learn all about that on my website, careerintuitive.org. I also speak at many different venues. In fact, I was in L.A. last month, and I'll be back in L.A. in a couple months. I'll be in Seattle in February. I'll be in Portland in April. So I'm always traveling and speaking and doing workshops, and I probably will come to a city near you, so just check my website. Because often in my book signings and talks, I give free mini readings for people in the audience. And if you're going through a career transition, I could just really help you look at it in a different way during one of my talks.
Thank you. Okay, well, let's take another person who wrote in, who is Christopher Forrest Jorgensen, and he resides in Jackson, Wyoming.
So, Christopher, I got to say something. You are here in this lifetime to master the question of how do I use my power for good, okay? That's what your soul's journey is about this time. We know you're very powerful. We know that you can probably go into a trial, you know, you said you're a trial attorney. You can probably walk into a courtroom and win whatever you're fighting for, whether it's right or wrong. However, you're in a 9 personal year, you're at the end of a cycle, you're going through a reinvention, and I want to say to you that it's time you start finding a way to use your power to empower other people rather than just to win and be right, okay? And this is nothing wrong or bad that you're doing, it's just that it's time to take it up to the next level. So maybe that even means you change your practice to really help people who are struggling, who are unempowered, who might be immigrants or abused or something, and really focus on helping that kind of clientele. I also see you in your future, Christopher, to be starting a company of your own that does sell a product, something you can hold in your hand. And it looks like that's going to be something that you're working on over the next couple of years.
Interesting. Okay. And then we've got Magali Diaz. I know her as Maggie. She's actually the administrative assistant here in this beautiful building where the radio station is. So I'm very interested to hear what you have to say about Maggie Diaz.
Well, Maggie, I want to say something. They are so lucky to have you.
Yep. She's amazing.
As an administrative assistant, because you're brilliant and you're the most organized person in the world. But you're in your Saturn returning, and you just need to tell them that they've got to find somebody else because you've got to get out there and really start living up to your own potential more. And you are a writer, cancer when you were young, but using your body is still required in this journey. I want you to keep taking movement classes or yoga or something, but I want you to start writing. Writing is a huge gift for you, and it's time to really own that and move forward.
Mm. Magnificent. And if we have a moment, would you mind doing a reading for me?
Well, I would be honored to do that for you.
Thank you, Sue.
So, Debbie, you are a hidden 11-path master soul. And the reason I say hidden is, as I explained in my book, there are three ways to add your birth date. The first two ways you add yours, it comes up to be a 2, which is just about connecting with people, having great relationships, being very able to be involved with the details of life. But when you add the third way, you are the powerful 11-path master soul with the cancer energy around that, which means pure intuition. Girlfriend, why aren't you doing my job? You are so intuitive and so connected to the other realms and so sensitive. I would imagine that a good part of your growing up was about learning to protect yourself.
Yes.
From all the energy that you would pick up wherever you go, you know, feeling what other people are feeling and learning how to navigate through this world without being wounded.
Yes, very much
so. And now you're in a 9 personal year as well, and you're heading in 2011 into the cycle of your life that is about your second Saturn returning, meaning the biggest wake-up call of really stepping out of the closet. No longer about promoting other people, now about promoting yourself and about owning your intuitive gifts, your healing gifts, and your spirituality in a very naked, loud, and proud way.
Wow.
So maybe your new radio show, your new TV show is about intuition and spirituality, and you can get Lana to work with you in that.
Oh, I love that. That feels so good, and that's so appropriate. I said this year is all about stepping into my power. This is a year of my becoming very close and connected with my gift of clairsentience.
Good.
Yes.
Perfect.
Thank you. That feels so right. Sue, for all of us who have been enjoying this show, do you have any upcoming events, any products or book news coming up?
Oh, one thing I forgot to mention, I train coaches to be career intuitive coaches. So in other words, if people who are listening have always thought they would like to help other people find their path and use your own intuition to do that, then you would love taking my career intuitive coach training. And I teach it as a webinar, so you can do it from your own home on your computer. And I've trained about 80 career intuitive coaches around the country. Several of them live in L.A. And they are all now doing what I do and helping other people find their path. And you can learn about my training program on my website, careerintuitive.org.
Since this is the Dare to Dream radio show, what do you next dare to dream, Sue? What's your future dream and goal?
Well, I just today got a new book proposal together from my publisher, St. Martin's Press, and we are finalizing the new book that I'll be working on this year, and that is going to be a bestseller, Debbie, no question.
I'm right there with you. And what do you want listeners to take away from your Dare to Dream interview today?
I want everyone to know, no matter what they are going through, whether they've lost their job, they've been laid off, they've been fired, they've been broken up with, and they're brokenhearted, whatever is going on, their soul signed up for this on purpose. Mm-hmm. It is designed to get you to do your great work, fulfill your potential, so that when you cross at the end of this life, you go, aha, I did it. I lived up to what I came here to do. And remember, this lifetime is just a blink of the eye in your soul's journey. It's a very short little task that you've signed up for this time around. Just live up to it. Get it done. Move through that pain. Remember what you're here to do and who you are. And when you are doing that, your life will fall together in the most powerful, abundant, happy way you've ever experienced.
A special thanks to my guest, Sue Frederick, who's been featured in the New York Times. You can sign up for a career intuitive phone session with Sue. Just call 303-939-8574. If you're launching a new career or looking for your next step, Sue shows you the career choices in alignment with what you came to accomplish in this lifetime. Her powerful intuition and practical career know-how will get you moving. Schedule a session or connect with her on her website at www.suefrederick.com. That's SUEFREDERICK.com. I end today's show with this quote from Stuart Wilde. Everything is out there waiting for you. All you have to do is walk up and declare yourself in. No need for permission. You just need courage to say, include me. Providing you have the energy to pull it off, you can do what you like. And the universal law, being impartial, will be only too delighted to deliver. Remember today, feel glad that you're breathing, that you are given another day, and that you are alive. Decide to experience great things throughout this day, and go out and look for proof of it. Don't just dream. Dare to make those dreams come true. Because the secret to success is having the courage to begin in the first place.
To comment or contact the Dare to Dream radio show, call 800-974-3747. Dial extension 817. Or email Debbie at 925kyhy.com. That's D-E-B-B-I at 925kyhy.com. I always look forward to your excellent comments. Keep them coming. Listen to this winning worldwide radio show next week when I interview an inspiring guest who has turned their life vision into a successful reality. The Dare to Dream radio show won the YouPublish.com award for interviews with intriguing guests who fulfill their dreams and purpose. Check out all the Dare to Dream radio interviews at YouPublish.com/Deborah Dashinger. Or you can go to my website, www.deborahdashinger.com. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dreams will manifest. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Dare to dream.